a brief. An explosion has reportedly killed 10 people and wounded several others in Afghanistan's east. The incident took place near the Indian consulate in Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. Afghan officials have only confirmed 3 deaths. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Hunger-striking prisoners in Israeli jails are facing health problems. The Palestinian Ministry of Detainees is warning that the prisoners are at imminent risk of death. About 5,000 Palestinians are behind bars in Israeli jails. Many are refusing to eat in protest at their detention without trial and poor conditions. People in different parts of the world have marked International Quds Day by holding mass rallies for the liberation of Palestine. The event is observed each year on the last Friday of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan in opposition to the Israeli regime's occupation of Palestinian land. Washington is pressuring telecommunications providers to install advanced spying devices in their internal networks. This will allow the U.S. government to strengthen its surveillance operations. However, telecom providers are concerned that the FBI program could disrupt their operations and cause security and privacy issues. Egypt's anti-coup alliance has condemned the use of tear gas against supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the capital, Cairo, on Friday. The alliance issued a statement saying the use of tear gas has caused injuries to some protesters and suffocation. They also called the move a violation of freedom of assembly. President Robert Mugabe's party has won a landslide victory in Zimbabwe's parliamentary elections. The Electoral Commission says the ZANU-PF party has won 137 seats in the 210-seat chamber. The results of the presidential vote have not been announced yet. The opposition says it will not accept the outcome. Mali's presidential election goes to a runoff after the first round failed to produce an outright winner. Former Prime Minister Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta will face ex-finance minister Soumaila Cissé. Mali's